Unit 5, Time Efficiency. Jared was a businessman who worked hard to find his job in Seoul. He was always very busy and needed to be sure he was punctual. Punctual to many different appointments he had around the city. Oftentimes, Jared would need to adjust. Adjust his schedule to make time for the most important appointments of the day. In doing this, he would determine which appointment denominated the greatest potential for earning his company money. His secretary would carefully check his daily planner to make sure Jared was not arbitrary and who he met with in order to ensure he was prioritizing his responsibilities. After all, he was so busy that the proportion of meetings he was actually able to take was less than 20%. Since becoming successful as a businessman, the amount of hours Jared had to work had exponentially increased. As he zipped around town in taxis from place to place, Jared remembered a time when he was able to take 2 or even 3 breaks each day for some relaxation. Back then, his days were much less hectic, and he hardly stressed at all. However, the work he was doing was infinitesimal compared to the task he was promoted to. One day, Jared was set to meet with the CEO of a large electronics company in the city. He cleared his schedule for the day in order to ensure that he was prepared for the meeting ahead. He knew that by earning this sale, he would maximize his performance rather than by taking 4 to 5 less important meetings that day. 2 hours before the meeting, Jared left his office with the necessary paperwork and hailed a cab to take him to the appointment. In the cab, he opened his briefcase and began to plan out what he would say to the CEO. He worked at a very fast pace to organize himself while in the cab. To his surprise, Jared finished his preparations in only 40 minutes, giving him plenty of time to take a much-needed break. He told the cab driver to parallel park on the road next to a deli so that he could grab a quick lunch. Though he normally ate lunches at a fast rate, today Jared was able to eat slowly and enjoy his meal. He walked to the office for his meeting with confidence and sat down in front of the CEO's desk. Jared presented a list of numbers and figures perfectly sequenced in order for the CEO to look at.